Well, howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we give you 12 questions, you give us 12 answers, and you get the chance to win free stuff. I am your host, Tony, and joining me, as he does every week, we've got Shelby.
Okay, so for the What's in Your Wii section tonight, I'm going to talk about how I'm playing Borderlands again.
No. You're on the wrong show,
Whoa,
Shelby.
What do you mean? I'm always on this show. What are you talking about?
This is The Question Block. This is not the Oki cast.
We do two different podcasts? What?
You're getting your shows mixed up. We record multiple shows every week.
How long has this been happening?
43 weeks now.
I'm going to have to go back and check things. I think you're making this up. But, you know, whatever. You're the host. You know better, apparently.
You're the one that edits all those shows, so you should know by this point.
I thought it was just one show. I just put them all into the same thing.
They all end up in iTunes the same way, too. So yeah, maybe they are one show, and I just don't know it.
It's all one thing. Here you go. Everything is one.
It's all one big, happy family of podcasts.
Everything is true. Nothing is a lie. Rumors are all real.
Except for the cake. The cake is a lie.
What?
Cake.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
I just baked some cookies. Is that what you're talking about?
I made some cookies today, too.
Did you? Did you make some cookies, or did Heather make some cookies?
I put them on the pan and put them in the oven.
Did you cut them off of the log?
No, I broke the little squares.
Off of the thing. Okay.
Hey, yeah.
All right. when I say make cookies, I mean I got out the flour and the baking soda and the salt and the butter, you know.
Yeah, you did it the hard way.
I enjoy the process, and I can understand in a situation where there are four kids going, I want cookies, how it would be a lot simpler to just break them off of a chunk and put them on a pan, so hey.
Well, if it was up to me, they wouldn't even make it in the oven, so.
Oh, you, I am a, we can't talk about this, because this grosses me out whenever you talk about this.
Okay, well, let's give everybody the answers to last week's questions.
All right, yeah, sure.
Round one was the music round last week. And I believe we were talking about games we have reviewed.
Yes, that is correct. You're right, you win.
So all of these games would actually show up in the review section of the site. And question one last week was from an Xbox Live Arcade game that I like quite a bit, Blood Rain Betrayal.
Yeah, I was so interested in this game that I think I even said in an email, I'm going to buy this game this weekend, and it's a digital release. I said I was going to buy. I didn't, but you know, I said I was going to.
You know it's going to be a good game if you want to actually buy a digital copy of it.
I'm missing out on so many games because of this digital distribution thing, and rather because of my refusal to trust digital distribution systems that aren't Steam. This one looks like really good, and I want to play it, but I don't know. I'm hoping that when this next generation rolls around and Microsoft and Sony prove to me that my purchases will, like, exist for longer than one generation, I'll be happy. Nintendo obviously isn't going to do that. They've already proved that they have no idea that I've bought anything ever.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you've made your proclamation that you're not going to be part of the problem anymore.
I'm not part of the problem anymore. Tempting me before the show, showing me pictures of Metroid 2 and Kirby's Adventure on your 3DS, you evil siren.
I bought both of them.
I have both of those games. I can play them right now.
I own a copy of Kirby's Adventure, but I have never bought Metroid 2, so this is the first time I've ever had it.
I'm surprised you'd buy Metroid 2, because that is it's the easiest Metroid game to get lost in, I'll say that.
Well, I'm going to try my hand at it. I liked playing Metroid on the NES after you helped me get through the early parts of it.
Remind me to send you a Metroid 2 map. That will help you a lot.
All right, but we'll talk about Metroid on the other show we do.
And Borderlands.
Question two from last week was from a game you have a lot of experience with.
Yes, it is. It was from Catherine with a C. I about to say with a key. I don't know what Catherine with a key is.
Are there any keys in Catherine?
You know what? I'm just going to move on. Like that's what the comment I had in my head is not a PG thing. what are we talking about? Catherine. Yeah, this is the music in the bar. So this is a pretty catchy little tune. Definitely very mellow. And definitely kind of matches the atmosphere of that bar. I don't go in a whole lot of bars. I've been in like maybe two or three my whole life. I don't drink, so that's probably a lot of it. So I don't really know what a bar atmosphere is like other than just smoke.
But and pool kinda, tables.
And pool tables, yeah. And there you go. There's the only reason I've ever been in those bars I've ever been in my life, is pool tables. But yeah, this game is all right. It's different. It's the most different thing that happened ever for video games this year.
Yeah, I would completely agree, and that's probably why I didn't like it, was because it was just so different.
We're coming up on Game of the Year stuff, and I've been going over the games in my head I've been playing, and I haven't decided if this is going to make my list yet or not, because the actual game part of it wasn't that great.
Yeah,
it was okay.
I remember you talking about it, saying you really kind of liked the story and you liked
really
the idea,
the
but
love the
idea. Gameplay itself was just not that good.
The part where it was a game wasn't that good. So I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I put Game Room on my Game of the Year list thing one time, so I'm not afraid to do something different.
Game Room was such a good idea that just failed in the execution.
That's why it made the list, because it was a great idea and I'm glad somebody did it. They just did a horrible job of it.
I agree. And then question three last week was from a game that's not only a lot of fun, but should be very familiar to anyone that's listened to the podcast in the past. And it is from Wario Land Shake It.
Did they honestly expect people were going to pay $3 for 2,600 games?
No, I don't think they did.
Up against, on the same system, on the same network, you can download something like Shadow Complex? Wait, what? Wario Land Shake It. Yeah, Music 3.
Wario yeah. Land Shake It.
This was the ending song for the Okie cast for the first 50-some episodes. Yeah, whatever it was. No, it would have been about 56 episodes. It would have been more than 52. Because we started in December.
Yep.
So yeah, this catchy little song. Still good. Still like it.
I love that song.
I hear it and it makes me think something's ending.
Well, that's kind of what I thought listening to the question block last week. I was like, whoa, the show's over.
The show's over. It's like 10 minutes in. What's going on?
That's crazy. And then round two last week was called Copy Ability. Question four, when Kirby absorbs this power, he can throw blades that fly through the air and return like a boomerang.
Cutter, my favorite Kirby power-up ever. And hot tip, this came out, I said the words cutter in my Kirby's Return to Dreamland review, so anybody that's paying attention on the site would have had a heads up on that. And if you didn't read that review, curse you. I spent a lot of time working on that review. I put my heart and soul into that review.
That's a really good power, and the Ultra Cutter in from Return to Dreamland was just awesome.
There is no Ultra Cutter.
It was the sword.
Ultra Sword, yes.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
You can charge up the cutter and make a great big huge boomerang that'll just bounce around the screen until for a while. So that's kind of like an ultimate cutter, but you know. I was disappointed that the cutter wasn't one of the big powers. I mean, you had Flare Beam, you had Ultra Sword, and you had all those, but no big cutter. I was a little disappointed. And again, no wheel in Kirby's Return to Dreamland.
There wasn't, was there?
No, and I think it's because of the multiplayer thing. If somebody was a wheel, they'd just be able to fly off and the people couldn't keep up. I think it was by design, but
that probably would pose
still,
a bit of a problem.
Kirby wearing a backwards baseball cap. That's pretty dang cool.
Kirby wears a lot of funny hats.
He did. He didn't used to wear hats. He used to just turn a different color, like Mega Man. But it was only one color.
And speaking of Mega Man, question five. Mega Man has an easier time defeating enemies low to the ground once he gains this ability from an underwater fiend.
One, I accidentally gave you a segue there, so I'm pretty impressed with myself accidentally stumbling into that. Two, I say bubble lead. What do you say?
I say bubble lead.
Why do you say bubble lead?
I don't know. It's just... it's one of the, like you're kind of leading enemies with the bubbles.
Dang
I don't
it.
Know.
That's what the argument is. People say it's leading Mega Man because it goes in front of him. I say lead because bubbles float. These don't float. They just roll around the ground. Like, you know, they're heavy. So
they're heavy like lead. So yeah, I can see, either way, I guess, you know, you have an argument. But
I think if you translate the Japanese version, it comes out as bubble lead. But that just doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't know the translation thing, so I'm just relying on the internet, which, you know, when you rely on the internet, yeah.
Well, just solve the argument altogether and just call it bubble and
well,
be done with it.
Well, then that could be, there's like six different bubble Mega Man powers, dude. You gotta have some sort of designation between it.
Yeah, but this is the bubble.
You know how many aquatic underwater Mega Man villains there are? I had to go through all of these to make sure that none of them gave another bubble power.
Or whatever. I only know the two thing. Right off.
There's Aquaman, which, yeah, Aquaman. Go figure. How'd they get away with that? Splash Woman, Bubble Man, there's, like, some other dude. There's, like, six of them.
Is there a frog?
Or is there's one that looks like a frog. I forget what his name is, but yeah. Like Toad Man, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Of course it is. What else would it be? They didn't put any sort of thought into the Mega Man villains after a while. Whatever. Car Man, do it. You get a wheel. Yeah.
Yeah, but they called him Nitro Man.
He honks his horn at you.
Question 6. Why catch them all when all you need is this single Pokemon that can mimic the appearance and powers of all other Pokemon?
One of my favorite Pokemon, Tony.
Ditto.
Ditto's pretty cool.
I was always a big fan of Mr. Mime.
What? Are you saying that just to creep me out?
No, I like Mr. Mime.
You have to be saying that just to make me mad, because Mr. Mime is the creepiest dang thing ever.
He's not my favorite. Squirtle is my favorite.
It's a shrunk down clown person.
Clowns don't scare me.
I don't care if clowns scare you or not. That thing's freaky. It's like a person, and it's a Pokemon, and it lives in a ball, and it cleans Ash's mom's house. What is that? That's weird.
That's awesome. You don't have to do your chores.
I don't want a freaky humanoid thing walking around going, Mr. Mime, cleaning my house for me. No, thank you. I will vacuum myself. I won't vacuum myself. I will vacuum for myself. But vacuum myself, that's probably a keep it PG thing. I don't know what that is.
Let's just go to round 3. Quiz time. We were talking about trivia video games.
Man, I wanted to talk about Ditto some more. I didn't get to talk about Ditto at all. You mentioned Mr. Mime, and I had to go on a rant.
Okay, we'll talk about Ditto for a minute.
The episode with Ditto in it and Duplica? Really cool. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say.
Round 3, quiz time. Question 7. This game franchise comprises 18 different releases across 3 Sony platforms. It comes bundled with a special 4-player controller that plugs into the USB ports of home consoles, which has been used for other trivia franchises as well.
Buzz. Franchise. Okay. I'm going to say.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of games. I don't know if I'm sure there was one called Buzz, but it was probably back on the PS2. So yeah. It's all right there in the question. 18 different releases. Yeah. Where was I? I was still thinking about Ditto.
I have Buzz Mega Quiz, and I also have a Disney Think Fast, which uses the same controller.
That episode with Duplica was really cool because she like changed costumes and she looked just like Ash. It was cool. I like Duplica. Wait, what?
I don't remember Duplica.
That was her name, I think. Or maybe that was her name in the Japanese version. I don't remember. I just know the character.
Question 8. This downloadable service launch game featured 3,000 questions and allowed up to 4 players to compete in quizzes lasting 3, 6, or 9 rounds. Points were awarded based on how quickly you answered the questions.
TV Show King. This is a WiiWare launch game, right?
Yes, it was a WiiWare launch game. Yeah. One of the games I bought on launch day for WiiWare.
You bought the bubble one too, didn't you?
The pop. Yes, pop? I did buy that one.
TV Show King ain't good.
TV Show King's all right. I don't like the everybody answers at the same time. You just whoever can read the question fastest. I would have much rather had a ring in or, you know, randomly pick an answer using different buttons on the controller. But it was fun. Hmm. Especially if you had 4 players all playing together.
Did High Voltage? No, High Voltage did that VPI Blackjack Casino WiiWare launch title.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Man, the WiiWare launch, wow.
Best game for WiiWare launch was Lost Winds.
Still one of the best WiiWare games, period. What was the WiiWare launch date, you remember?
May 18th?
19th. Very close.
19th.
I'm testing 2008. I'm testing you on the show. What your trivia knowledge is. I'm apparently I'm Trivicula. The Trivia Vampire.
And then question 9. This EA-developed game tailored questions to the user based on the age they input during their character selection. Despite the game's title, it didn't really care how intelligent your leggings were.
Smarty Pants?
Smarty Pants.
Yeah. It said intelligent your leggings were, and like when I was editing that question block, I was like, is that a Henry Hat? No, not Henry Hatsworth. Peter Pantsworth. What the heck? PB Winterbottom. I thought it was a PB Winterbottom. Like, that's a trivia game? What? Oh, Smarty Pants. Right.
Yes, see. I was trying to be clever there.
Peter Pantsworth. I forgot. That was good. I laugh at my own jokes.
You have to go back
folks.
And listen to last week's show.
I laugh at my own jokes. I'm sorry. I know it's in bad taste. I think I'm funny. I can't help it.
Hey, you got to.
I know my sense of humor.
Round 4 last week was 3 apples high. These were Smurf video games. This was a continuation of a conversation we had a couple weeks ago, and there's some hidden audio out there if you want to go find it.
Yeah.
Of us just talking about Smurfs.
Nobody found that. I threw an Easter egg into the episode 41, I think it was, when we were doing the Smurfs thing. So,
yes.
You know, look for it, people. I guess Tony couldn't find it, even I told him where to look. So apparently I'm good at hiding things.
We might really just have to toss that on the site somewhere.
If nobody finds it in a couple weeks, I'll just throw up a link and say, yo, here's the Smurf thing.
So, question 10. This game might have caused quite a stir among fans of Hot Coffee, as a graphical glitch at the end of the game made it appear like Smurfette's top disappeared, leaving her topless.
Smurf's Rescue in Gargamel's Castle.
Yes.
What system was this for?
ColecoVision.
Really? A ColecoVision? Okay, so maybe Hot Coffee hadn't even happened yet, dude.
No, but that's what I'm, you know, tossing that out there as the clue, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I've seen video of the glitch. It's, yeah, there's nothing there, really. Yeah.
You know, I don't, on the risk of being on the very PG borderline, I'm not typing Smurfette Hot Coffee into Google. I'm not doing it.
That could be dangerous, yes. I think.
Oh, that, no think. That is dangerous. The internet is a dangerous place, people. Watch your kids.
It's dangerous to go alone.
Take this.
Make sure you take Safe Search with you.
Yeah.
Question 11. This game caused many parents to lose a lot of money, as it was initially very easy for children to buy hundreds of real-world dollars worth of Smurf berries to speed up events of the game.
Smurf Village. Smurf Village.
iPhone.
Oh, that's so great. Somebody gets their bill for their credit card. Smurf berries, $300. Boom.
Oh, yeah. But the thing was...
Sing a happy song.
When you bought the game, you know, you have to enter your password to download something on iTunes.
Yeah.
But then when you do that, it saves it for like a month. So after that, you don't have to enter the password again to do anything. So you just keep sitting there hitting the buy button, and it's using your credit card information every time.
Yeah, the kid has no idea. He's playing Smurfs, you know? And this is a new game, so is this based on the movie Smurfs?
I think it's more of a Farmville clone for Smurfs. It was kind of to go along with the movie, but
it's not based on the movie. It's just like, hey, Smurfs are hot right now. Smurfs are big right now would have been the better thing, because that's a totally oxymoron. You know, okay. Smurfs.
And then question 12. This game appeared on numerous platforms across 3 years' worth of releases. It was most notable in that it was the last game to be commercially available for the Master System in Europe.
Man, you went down a blue path for these Smurf questions. The Smurfs travel the world.
Smurfs travel the world.
Which, do the Smurfs ever leave Smurf Village?
Well, obviously they do, because they went to New York in the new movie.
That doesn't count. I'm not talking about that stuff. That's not Smurfs.
Yeah, they would leave Smurf Village and end up at, like, you know, Gargamel's house in the forest somewhere. But then I don't remember them ever actually going anywhere else.
I think Smurf Village is like in Gargamel's yard. I think maybe because his castle is just like his front yard is the forest. I don't know. Smurfs travel the world. Europe, Master System. Smurf questions. Good job, Tony. Good job.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So that was the end of the question block for November. So, Shelby, it is time to announce a winner.
This is our favorite part. My favorite part. Your favorite
this
part,
is,
too, I bet.
This is a pretty good part of the show, yeah, I have to say.
The Smurfs part and was pretty good, but, you know. What if Handy Smurf was the winner? No way, it'd be Brainy Smurf, wouldn't it?
It would be Brainy Smurf.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but the winner, Shelby, of that copy of Super Mario 3D Land, which I have played, I have enjoyed very much. A review is coming very soon. The winner, Gary Lever.
Oh, Gary.
You win.
The evil Pokemon trainer wins. Okay, well, he didn't have Ditto, but, you know.
Hey,
Gary, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can.
Send us an email with your address, and we will get that out to you very soon. Congratulations, sir.
I have a hard time trusting anyone named Gary because of Pokemon. And I have an uncle named Gary. That's a weird family thing.
It must be kind of awkward when you get together.
I have a hard time trusting anyone named Charizard while we're at it because of Pokemon. So, you know, it's one of those things.
Luckily, that's a pretty rare name.
I don't
think you run into that situation
often.
Very much.
Yeah.
So, time to move on. Episode 43, brand new month. The slate wiped clean. 0 points for everybody. So, but before we announce what we're going to be giving away, we want to announce a slight change to the way we are doing things. We asked you guys last week for some feedback on whether you thought we should change up the way we pick the winner every month. What we have decided to do, and Shelby and I talked about this, we both think this is a really cool idea, is we are not actually going to change the way we give away the main prize. Every month, we're still going to keep track of everybody's answers. At the end of the month, the person with the most correct answers will win whatever the main prize is. But to go along with that,
call it the grand prize. That's the cool way to do it. Grand prize.
Okay. The grand prize.
There you go. Nice sound like Colonel Price is Right. Way to go.
$1, Bob. If you do not win the grand prize,
actual retail month, price,
we are going to give out a secondary prize every month.
I got carried away. Sorry.
Anybody that enters the contest, your name will be tossed into a hat for however many answers you get correct. So if you get 13 answers correct in the month, you get 13 chances to win the second prize. And so that way, everybody gets a chance. Even if you miss a couple of shows or whatever, you still have the chance to win something.
So the secondary prize is going to be based on the number you get correct, kind of like the idea we had for the main prize. But it's going to be a smaller secondary prize, you know, something, you know, some piece of swag, something we got laying around, something we find cool. So something, you know, probably about $5 worth. So it won't be the grand prize, but it'll be some kind of something cool that will be based on the number you get correct. So it'll help give everybody that little bit of incentive to answer more questions, but it's not going to eliminate the, you know, the competitive edge to it that the question block does have with, you know, having to get questions every week, which I overlooked that thinking about this new idea. So I'm glad this is why we asked you people, because you people told us these things. So good job. Thank you.
Yep. And this gives everybody the chance, even if you don't get the chance to listen all of the time, you still have the chance.
You can still win something,
To win something. So
that way, it makes everybody at least have to listen to one show every month so they know if they won or not.
Exactly.
Right?
And so, now it is time to announce the grand prize for the month of December. What should we give away this month, Shelby?
I want to give away a game. I want to give,
you
want
away,
to
give away a game.
A game where you can hit people, where there are blue blobs, and you can turn into a bubble, but you don't have any arms.
Maybe you can jump on some platforms.
Yeah, well, hit some things and some platforms come out of flowers. What do you got? You got anything that matches that criteria?
I think Ubisoft has made something like this.
Assassin's Creed Bubble Lead.
Lead. Yes.
Bubble Lead. Bubble. Assassin's Lead. Just tell
we're talking about Rayman Origins.
This is going to be a long question, Puck.
It is going to be a long show. Rayman Origins for the platform of your choice, which I believe it is currently available for the three major consoles.
For 360, Wii, and PS3. I don't believe there's a PC version of it. There might be. I don't know. I'll have to look at it. But I don't imagine anyone's going to want to play a platformer on PC. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's platform of your choice.
You never know. So that is what we're giving away for the month of December. So if you want to win that copy of Rayman Origins, send your answers to the following 12 questions to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. Like we said before, at the end of the month, the person with the most correct answers will win. But we also want to go ahead and announce what we're giving away as the secondary prize this month.
Secondary prize. All right. Here we go.
This is something I found on the internet, courtesy of GameStop. It is a hat. It is, you know, those wintertime hats that have the flaps for the ears?
Right.
Those types of things. This one is a Goomba.
Ooh, Goomba hat. Okay, cool.
So you'll be able to wear a Goomba hat on your head.
All right.
It's got flaps. It's got long strings with little puffballs that hang down from it. So it's a cool looking hat. We'll put up a picture on the question block site so everybody can see what it looks like. But I think it's a neat little prize.
It's kind of scary, though. Somebody might want to jump on your head if you're wearing this hat. So be careful. Be warned.
If you are near anyone that has a mustache and has a red hat,
or it's a plumber,
run the other direction.
Yeah, definitely. And quick note, there is no PC version of Rayman Origins. There is a 3DS and Vita version, but they have not been released yet. So it's probably just going to be PS3, Wii, and 360.
Okay, so there you go. Whichever home console you choose, that is what you'll be able to pick. Round one, Shelby.
One.
Music round, what do you got for us this week?
Oh man, it's 25 minutes in, we're just now at the music round. Okay, this week, music round, I love ducks, they're my favorite animal, duck music, bam.
Question one, we're going to play a piece of music right now. I want you to tell me what game that comes from. This is a good game. It was a good show too.
It is a good way to Sleuthy McClue giver. Way to go there. You know, a lot of these are shows. You know, we'll just say you're going to give it away. We'll just go ahead and say a lot of these are shows.
Okay. And then question two, we're going to play a piece of music right now. I want you to tell me what game that comes from.
I spent too much time playing this game, oddly enough.
I have never played this one, so I don't know anything about it.
Right.
I might have to look into it, though.
I like the show.
And then question three, we're going to play a piece of music right now. I want you to tell me what game that comes from.
I say these are all shows. This one's kind of, I mean, it's kind of a show, kind of not. So that's why I had to say they're all kind of shows, but, you know, okay. There's a show with this one on it.
Hey, there you go. That is all you need to know. And then round two, Professor Layton and the crazy cast, the cast of crazy characters.
Nice, alliterative, I like it.
So, sounds like a game, it's not. We're talking about Professor Layton characters, characters that appear in any of the games in the Professor Layton series.
That totally sounds like the title of a Professor Layton game.
It does.
Good job.
Professor Layton and the cast of crazy characters.
Yeah.
So, question four. This hat-wearing lady appears in many games of the Layton series. Her job is to gather puzzles missed by the titular sleuth.
Whoa, keep it PG, dude. Come on, this is a family show.
That is PG, sir. That just means the guy whose name is in the title.
So why didn't you just say that? I think it's the way you say it, which I believe you said it the right way, but, you know, come on. You can ride around
I'll change it for next week.
No, you won't.
Question five. This character's trapped in a barn after being kidnapped. The version of her that appears throughout the game is actually another character disguised as her.
Ooh, mystery and intrigue in a Professor Layton game. Who knew? Unprecedented.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. Get out of my head.
Question 6. Despite sounding like a ladies' man, this character doesn't actually do much in his one appearance in the series, apart from giving you a couple of animal-themed puzzles.
Animal-themed puzzles, ladies' man, sounds like Batmanwell from the Tick TV show.
Batmanwell.
That's pretty funny. I don't think he was in the cartoon or the comics any, but pretty funny guy.
I think he was just in the live action show.
I think
show.
He was, which only had like 6 episodes, but it was really funny.
Patrick Warburton is a funny, funny man.
Put that man in a Tick outfit. How is that not going to be humorous, you know? Tick cartoon was great.
I prefer him as Kronk, though.
Who?
Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove.
I've never seen that movie.
You should watch it. It's funny.
Didn't David Spade do one of the characters in that?
Yeah, he did Kuzco, the Emperor.
See, it seems like there was a funny moment in the trailer or something. Are we heading towards a huge waterfall? Yeah, bring it on. I thought that was a funny line, but I've never seen the movie. Is it good?
It is good.
Should I watch that? Okay, I'll put that on my list.
You should watch it. It's funny. Then round 3, building a base. These are Lego games. Before Traveler's Tales started working on them.
Before people cared about Lego games, yeah.
So, you are not going to get Lego Batman,
nope.
Lego Harry Potter, none of those.
Nope.
Because those are all Traveler's Tales games.
None of the Lego games you've actually played, probably.
Well, some people might have.
Some people might have, but, you know, Lego games, and still do, you know, Traveler's Tales have gotten better, but Lego games have had a long history of being extremely buggy. So,
mm-hmm.
And I kind of, I take humor in that, you know?
Question 7. This LEGO game features group names such as the Space Technicians, Brickster Bots, and the City Strikers.
Take humor in that. Is that the right? English is a weird language, dude.
It is a very weird language.
I take humor in that. Is that the right thing to say? Did I just make that up?
I think it is, yes.
Okay. I spent like an hour earlier today looking up lying as in lying down or lying as in not telling the truth. What are those spelled
That's
differently?
Always a hard
are those
one.
Weird? Like I woke up thinking about that. How weird is that? I need
that
a job.
That is a bit strange. Both lying and dying are ones that I have to actually think about whenever I'm writing those words.
You drop the IE and put a Y and then ING. It's so weird. This language is so weird. Past participles and
Question 8. With an aim very similar to SimCity, this LEGO game also puts an emphasis on train-based transportation.
Should we just start writing in Spanish on the site? I think that would be easier.
I don't speak Spanish, so it would probably not work out too well.
Oh, you know what? We don't have that upside-down question mark key on our keyboard. Yeah, yeah, that scratched that whole idea. I'm not going to Word, Insert. Come on. Insert symbol?
Maybe we can do German.
Ich bin ein Oki.
There you go.
I don't even know what that means. That could be something bad.
Question 9. This LEGO game was hard-coded by the same studio that brought us Ninja Bread Man.
Oh.
So you know it is a quality product.
You know it's a quality product. Ninja Bread Man, Action Girls Racing. I saw Action Girls Racing on the store shelf the other day.
They also had that music game with like the fake Elvis. I don't remember what it was called.
Rock and roll something or other. Rock and roll
adventure. Rock and roll adventure.
Yep. That's it. I saw Ultimate Duck Hunt on the shelf the other day, too.
Did you?
I did. I don't have
any
money.
I looked for it, and I couldn't find it.
You've got 15 bucks. It can be yours.
It's worth 15 bucks.
If I had 15 bucks, I totally would have bought it. I don't have
I looked
bucks.
Up some video. That game is amazing.
I know. I want to go around that game really bad.
Round 4 is called Late to the Party.
Oh.
These are Nintendo's second-party developers.
Okay.
So, you're not going to get any of the main Nintendo franchises. These are all companies that are owned by Nintendo, but aren't Nintendo themselves.
So no R&D1, nothing like that. No in-house Nintendo stuff. They don't really name a whole other in-house stuff, like R&D1 and EAD.
R&D2.
Yeah, or like the only names you ever hear of like studios. And like other than that, it's like, oh, it's the Zelda team. It's the Mario team. It's the Galaxy team or something like that. It's kind of weird how they don't name that, which I guess I understand. They just kind of move people into departments when they need to work on games. But
yeah. So, question 10. This developer tried to shake things up with an epic adventure in 2010.
Whoa, shake it up with an epic adventure.
Shelby, hey. What are you doing?
I have no idea. I've been playing Borderlands all day. I don't have human interaction anymore. I'm lonely.
You're lonely?
A little bit. I have Borderlands to help me through it.
Question 11. This company is known as a ghost developer and never gets credited in more than the 1,000 games they've helped develop. The one exception is a franchise that they actually co-own the rights to with Nintendo.
1,000 games, ghost developer, man, that's kind of stink, not getting any credit. Yeah, that's kind of weird. It goes back to what we were just saying about studios. It's just like Nintendo developed. There's no names on it, nothing like that.
Well, I have actually seen some stuff from people that work with this developer, and they actually prefer it to be that way. They don't want their names on it. They just get in, they do their thing, and then they get out.
I guess there's something to that, but I mean, it's a team effort. Like, the company brought us this game, not this studio or something like that. But, you know, Hollywood's like, oh, directed by, from the same director that brought you Batman Begins, from the same executive producer that gave you Talladega Nights or whatever. You know, they always do that kind of stuff. You don't get that with games. Remember when Activision was first founded? Which, no, you don't, because you weren't. You might have been alive. I don't know. You're older than me. Probably not. I don't know. Maybe. But they started. Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm done. I'm not going to say it anymore.
I was going to say, you ruined it. Here's a quote from the vice president of the company. He says, our policy is not to have a vision. Instead, we follow our customers' visions. Most of the time, we refuse to put our names on games, not even staff names. So.
What?
Yeah, you know, he's like, we just want to be behind the scenes.
You're telling
we don't
me.
Actually.
You're telling me this is a different podcast? What? This was news, dude. What the heck's going on?
That wasn't news.
What's going on? What podcast am I? Where am I?
This is the question block, sir. And we've got one question to go.
What's the question block?
It's a video game trivia show that we do.
I don't know. I'm scared.
Question 12. This company is the primary developer for one of Nintendo's most popular current franchises. Another of their franchises is one of the most requested by fans, but hasn't seen a release since 1994.
So, I really am confused about podcast. Now, what is podcast? What's the internet?
The internet is the devil.
Whoa.
And podcasting are his minions. Wait.
Dude, keep it PG. You took a dark turn. I'm just sitting here acting stupid, trying to make humor, and you make it all scary? I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight now.
Just play more Borderlands and you'll be fine.
That's all I'm going to do, yeah.
So there are your 12 questions for the first episode of December. If you want to enter for your chance to win that copy of Rayman Origins, send your answers to those 12 questions to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. The end of the month, the person with the most correct answers will win the game on the platform of their choice. So after about 73 hours of recording this show, Shelby, we are done.
Huh? What?
It was a very long show.
You are confusing me so much about everything. I don't even know. Well, are you Tony? Is this? What website is this? Giant Bomb? Where am I?
Yes, that is exactly what it is. I am Jeff Caravella.
Whoa. Oh. My head hurts. I don't know.
Oh, well, how about you? Instead of having your brain explode, we just end the show.
Good. Let's do that.